Yeah, it was a good win for us, man, overall. I think defensively we were excellent and talked about it this morning at shoot around, but because of that, we didn't have to go against a set defense. They didn't get a chance necessarily to muck us up on that end in the half court. And like you said, we got contributions from multiple guys. I thought Rodney Hood was excellent. Having Fade back is huge. And you know, we were getting rolls down the lane, we were getting threes, and then the court kind of just opened up for us. But I think it all started defensively.
The bench went on two big runs in both halves to kind of push the lead a little bit. Now that you guys are getting the rotation back, is that something that you want to see from the bench more often?
For sure. I mean, I think we talked about it with guys going down that ultimately it was going to make us a better team in the long run. I think guys got experience, which is something you can't teach in this league. And, you know, so hopefully it'll make us have more depth, and happy to get guys back. You know, so we're starting to get the pieces back together. You know, AB's not in a boot anymore, and Faye's, you know, working his way back. And it's a good feeling to start to get everybody healthy.
Rodney's really starting to carry the offensive load with you. How much of a boost is that for you?
It's big. You know, another guy that can draw on the defense, and he's tall enough to see over it and make the right read, and he's getting better and better each game. I think he's just got a natural feel of the defense and how to read it, and plays at his own pace, and you know, the way he's shooting the ball too, it makes him really hard to guard. So it's been great.
Where has he gotten better this season?
Where has he gotten better?
Yeah.
I think his confidence is a lot better. I mean, that's a huge thing in my opinion in this league, the mental side of the game. And you know, you make a mistake and he comes right back out and shoots again or makes a play, and so that's huge. I think that part's really gotten better for him.
What did you guys do differently on Kemba tonight?
I don't know if we did too much different. We just executed better. Guys were up on the screens. We didn't get a rhythm going early. And we forced him to make plays for other people and kind of got the ball out of his hands. So I think nothing too different, just we executed a lot better.
You didn't send him or really them to the line at all. What was the key to be able to defend them with that line?
Yeah, it's something we've been working on. You know, we foul a bunch, and so we've been working on showing our hands, trying to stay down on shooters and pump fakes and you know, those types of things. And tonight we did a good job, I think, all around. You know, guys weren't fouling, sending people to the line, and just excellent on the defensive end for us.
Not only 20 turnovers, but 20 points off turnovers. That's a recipe to destroy anybody. Quinn said you guys were aware, you were ready right out of the gates.
I think, you know, we remember the last time we played them, and especially the way Kemba played and had a career night against us. We didn't want to make that, you know, let them feel that again. And tonight we were just more physical. I think we were better on the defensive end. Because of that, we were better offensively. You just pointed out 20 points on 20 turnovers, and it's overall a good game for us.
How nice a cushion is it? Another four right here. You know, a chance to practice in your own digs. And how important is it to not let this opportunity slip away?
Yeah, it's huge. We got to take advantage of this time. Sleeping on bed, get treatment, extra shots. Unfortunately, we didn't start it the way we wanted to against Detroit, but this is one we can build on for sure. And, you know, we got some more chances coming up to get some good wins.
Your time with Fave goes beyond, you know, the amount of time you've played on the floor together. You've been mm-hmm. together for years now. How nice is it to have him back?
It's good to have him back. He's a great player, and he demands respect on both ends, and opens up the floor for you. And, you know, he provides leadership out there. I mean, just calms people down, you know, when he's on the court, and provides a poise. And so we're starting to get healthy, and it's definitely a good feeling.